everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Sasha, SashaTalks.com. Keep in mind that all content is subject to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks and SashaTalks.com. Today, I thought to cover the topic of niceness. It is a virtue that is celebrated in society. Sometimes it is misguiding for individuals when they exercise niceness, and it turns out to be a liability over time. So that's where I go, please, enough with the niceness. We need to be able to distinguish between niceness, courtesy, cooperation. Mainstream society conditions us to be nice. Niceness means you're polite, you're possibly agreeable, and you are more willing to go with the status quo, which means you're not going to go out and rock the boat. You're not going to be disagreeable just for the sake of being disagreeable. When reflecting upon disagreeability, I believe there's a time and place where you do need people who are disagreeable. They could help you become better individuals. They may be speaking the truth. Speaking the truth does not mean someone is disagreeable. Because I am in the people business and I am often on both sides of the fence where people are selling their ideas or themselves, and disagreeableness is not a bad quality. There's a time and place for it. It is like a stop sign for the recipient of the message or the audience to assess, are they going in the right direction? What can be done better? And then I will agree there are those that are disagreeable for the sake of being disagreeable, whether it's a form of entertainment or part of their innate personality. Then there are those who wake up on the wrong side of the bed and they're just disagreeable. I'm not talking about that. Agreeability can be a virtue if it is intentional. But if you are agreeing for the sake of agreeing out of fear, possibly insecurity, or fearing the ramifications, which is common, then it is important for individuals to remain mindful with their inside voice, understanding who they are, what their values are, and not to position themselves where they could possibly be preyed upon later in time. You're agreeing to something that you may not recognize has long-term repercussions. And obviously, in life, you don't always find out what the side effects are of decisions that we make in our day-to-day life, regardless of how well-meaning we may be. When society praises nice people, what happens? You want to be around nice people. They're more cooperative in certain aspects of coexistence. They may be easier to work with. They may be easier to be friends with. Niceness helps life move along. But what happens when being nice and you take it too far, it ends up becoming a liability. And I've seen that play out in certain aspects of business and relationships where people give too much credit to that characteristic. When I view niceness, keep in mind this is solely my opinion. I view it as an isolated characteristic. Just because someone is nice, I don't automatically let that translate to whether they're trustworthy, whether they speak the truth, whether they're credible, whether they're authentic, whether they have common sense and or good sense. That is not being mean. That is being realistic. For those who live in the real world and you interact with a lot of people, from my observation, sometimes there are those who are severely disappointed because something happens and they go, I thought that person was nice. And they gave a lot of credence to that one characteristic to automatically dictate what that individual or group of people are capable of. There are nice people, and they may be a hidden treasure chest of many blessings that could come into your path. The difference between kindness and niceness is kindness is guided by integrity. Niceness can be guided by a long permutation of intentions. And the thing about intentions is they cannot necessarily be proven. Niceness can be guided by, you don't need a moral compass to be nice. It could be derived from a place of just sincerity, innocence. There could be, for some, it might be malintent, manipulation. Niceness could also be used as a form of control. It could be used as a form of avoidance, avoiding conflict, gaining validation, keeping everything the same. You don't want to rock the boat again. And I mentioned that because a lot of people confuse niceness with being good. And I've observed that in workplaces, and I've observed that in social relationships. I recall when I was 13, I had one teacher, a very wise man, and bless him, who's passed on. And I learned that when I wanted to interview him on Sasha Talks. He would teach his students that being good has to do with actions, being nice has to do with lip service. Do all nice people speak the truth? No. Are all truthful people nice? No. I recall it was probably a few months back, I was having a conversation with a mentee, and I said, in respect to their dilemma going on, not all nice people are professional, and not all professional people are nice. And in my life and business experience, I believe we need both genres of people to balance the energies out. There are professional people who are good, they speak through their actions. They might not be perceived or viewed to be nice, but they're good people. And then there are good people who happen to be professional. Not everyone falls in that category automatically. Now, when you speak the truth, and I know people get very technical about your truth, my truth, I'm talking about the standard truth, a truth, a fact that you could revisit a day from now, a week, a month, a year, or a decade. It will not change. Nice people at times may hesitate speaking the truth because the truth allegedly offends people. Keep in mind, if a person or a group of people take offense, you're not handing out offenses. How another party reacts to your message, that is their free will. And when you defer telling the truth, you're deferring these scenarios to develop into problems. They could have been good challenges that help you grow, but sometimes there are challenges, in my personal opinion, when you let it just run its course, it turns into a problem. And what may have started out to reward manipulation through niceness turns into a problem that is above your pay grade. It may not be able to be course corrected in a short period of time, and it may not be manageable past a certain point. You have to let it run its course. And this is not about using money to address problems. This is reality. Now, when you speak the truth and it comes from kind people, progress enters the situation. Progress has almost always required someone willing to have an uncomfortable conversation. I probably, due to the nature of the work I do, I have more uncomfortable conversations than I have ever anticipated when I started out in my career path. And I will tell you, the recipients of those conversations and messages are not always pleased, but there's still a civilized and respectful way of navigating those conversations. And I believe it comes down to education to a degree. There are going to be moments in life you will come across people where you cannot rationalize with irrational people. You have to apply discernment, and if you're blessed with wisdom, when you need to cut your losses short. People can meet you where you are by you developing and enforcing your standards, but the moment you abandon your own standards to go meet other people's low standards, you're swimming in deep waters and you don't belong there. So be mindful that when you're being nice, what is the intention and what energy you bring to the situation? Better yet, if you could practice being kind, and I know it has turned into a trend and a cliche to the point where even I personally find it off-putting, and you start questioning, is kindness really kindness, or is that just a gimmicky marketing campaign? If you are fortunate to be on the receiving end of kindness, and I know I have in chapters of life where I was down on my luck or I couldn't help myself beyond the point of where I could help others, when people could kick you when you're down and they chose not to, and you know that they could, kindness is a priceless virtue. And you could be nice. There are people at times who interchangeably use the term niceness and kindness, but I found significantly more fake people among the nice crowd I'm yet to find someone who is fake among the kind crowd. And I know there are a lot of people out there who go about with the fake humble stuff in today's age and through thought leadership and all, but words are words. And the only way you really get to know people is when you invest time, and you have to apply discernment with that. Who's going to be worth your time? Are you investing in nice people, or are you investing in good people? If you approach people and things and opportunities out there only through the lens of what you will get out of it, that's a very short-sighted way of living life. When I talked about I've met more fake nice people, by that I meant at times it becomes a performance. That's different than you having a bad day and you really pushing yourself the extra mile to maintain civility and being courteous. I'm not talking about you on a bad day where you really have to look within and put in that extra effort. I'm talking about where niceness becomes an autopilot trait. And that's when it becomes dangerous, because if you are an agreeable person and you're not paying attention to ideas, principles, and things that you are agreeing to, you're going to find yourself in situations where your inside voice goes, "How did I sign up for that? I don't remember saying this. Why am I in this situation? Did you sign up for it, or did someone else sign you up for it because you weren't paying attention?" Let me take a step back. Keep in mind, we all are human, and it, in some capacity, these things have played out with us, maybe varying frequencies, but we cannot modify our behaviors until we reevaluate our thought patterns, our mindset, and you have to make that intentional decision of what you would like to change. Or maybe you don't feel you need to change anything. No one's saying you need to change, but this is for situational awareness. Keep in mind that trust grows when people know they can count on you to speak the truth. I'm not talking about opinions, I'm talking about the truth. Because if you're going to be agreeable all the time, especially in business, behind closed doors, people pay attention. Who's more agreeable? Who's not agreeable? The one who may not be agreeable may have a perceived reputation for being a certain way, but they obviously bring some form of value to have a seat at the table. Who are you going to give more credence to when something serious plays out? Everybody has a different testimony pertaining it. That's fine, but one of them, hopefully, is telling the truth. And it may not necessarily be coming from a person who's perceived to be nice. You need all types of personality out there to move the needle in this game of life. You don't have to like it, you don't have to agree with it. And I'm not saying that if you can't be nice, you should be nasty. Absolutely not. I want people to know even nasty people get their karma. So there's no a reward for that. So the greatest respect you could show someone is believing that they are capable of hearing that difficult truth. I've noticed in some of the perceived challenging business meetings I've had where I had to deliver messages, whether it was before a group of people or an individual, face to face. You're not hiding behind a screen. You're not hiding on a conference call. You have respect for that individual. And some of those messages are difficult. And no matter how many years I've been doing it, it always feels like I'm doing it for the first time because I don't allow myself to become comfortable where I'm just going to shoot off a couple words and I become desensitized to it because the recipient of the message has to process that message. And oftentimes there are ramifications that follow it. So you want to be as present as possible. You want to be respectful. At the same time, bring your humanity to the table. When you bring your humanity to the table, not everyone is going to match it with theirs, but most people are. And when least expected, there will be maybe one or two out of the blue, when least expected, who will thank you for exercising that courtesy. Going back to what I mentioned early on, there's a difference between niceness and kindness. Kindness is dictated by your values. Niceness, it could come from any direction because one thing I've noticed is not enough people know how to initiate conversations. Not enough people know how to navigate them, even among the adult world, I've noticed. And definitely, not enough people know how to offboard, exit those conversations without fueling false hope, or they'll end up saying something where you know it's not going to happen. For someone who may not be as well versed with people in relationships in life, and we all are at different milestones, there's no destination where you're going to master it. You're going to keep learning till your time comes. It is very easy to fall prey, where we might talk ourselves into it, read more into an individual's niceness than what meets face value. So keep in mind that niceness avoids a lot of discomfort, and in rare situations, it is needed. It is needed. We all have benefited from it in some capacity. There are times where we may be guilty of not knowing better, engaging in the niceness without recognizing it may be different than being good and courteous. And when you're kind, kindness empowers us to grow. Even at times when you may reflect and go, I could have done better in that situation, I could have handled it differently. But there's something that prompts you to reflect. When you start living your life on autopilot, you won't know how many people have truly contributed to your life as a blessing. You may stop feeling the goodness in your life. You may not recognize the moments where you are either misguiding people through your behavior, where you're thinking you're doing them a favor, but instead it may create more complications down the road. Keep in mind, some people view niceness as a green light. Like, they were nice about it, so I guess it's okay if I engage in this future behavior. There are many people who are nice who are not going to engage those that are not putting in the effort. There are nice ways of saying no. I would say there are good ways of saying no. You will not always receive feedback in life. And coming from the business world, I will tell you there are places where I've contributed where they have rules where you do not dispense feedback. And I believe there's wisdom behind that. Everybody has different reasons. My food for thought for you is think about the times where you have been nice and it may have been misinterpreted. Could being courteous and kind change that was implied? Think about situations where you may have said something or done something. It brought you into a whole new circumstance that you did not prefer, choose, but now you needed to course correct. Niceness can be an asset. It all comes down to your reason for being nice. But if you could be good, even better. And on my final thoughts, if anybody has a testimony regarding their relationship with niceness, where it had been a blessing, whether you were on the receiving end or you just dispensed niceness or kindness. If you have any lessons learned, you're welcome to go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and drop a hello. I look forward to hearing from you. You're welcome to check out some of the literature, updated business, lifestyle, and literary material that has been posted. If you would like to contribute, you are welcome to take a look. Until next time, be good, be safe, and be blessed.